Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
That's right. We dare you to live your best life, and we are supporting you on the journey. But first of all, we must do roll call. We must go within and find out, discover, remember who we really are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, and you are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. And today, we are going boldly where no man or woman has ever been before. Going into the deep, 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 dark side of humanity as we give thanks. But what are we giving thanks for? That is the question. Join us right after this song on Life Conversations Radio. I'm trying to do the voice of the guy who does the trailers of movies. Holy, holy way, Agape Choir. That's the prayer. That's the intention. That we are not afraid, that we boldly look at our past so we may honor the present. We'll be back.
Let me live.
Isn't that a prayer? Let me love in a holy, holy way. Let me learn from the ways I've fallen, the things I did in the past that I'm trying not to look at, my past that I try and pretty up and pretend. Let me look at my life in a holy, holy way and embrace all that I have gone through, all that brought me here. Me, meaning all of us. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I love that prayer. That's such a prayer. I set an intention. I think I was telling Celeste last night. Well, actually, maybe I did. Well, I know I mentioned, and I won't go too much into details yet, but about doing a ceremonial thing on Thanksgiving. And And I had the thought that with the show, I wanted to start the show with some kind of prayer. And I was like, I know I got some prayer in here that I can pull up, and I couldn't really find anything. Well, there's loads of them staring at me because music is a prayer. And I was led to this one, and I said, oh, my God, is this the perfect prayer or what? And I just kind of gave God a side eye and said, you know what? Woman, you are something else. She's like, yes, I know. If you would just listen to me, I will guide you. Agape Choir, Holy, Holy Way. To find out more about them, go to their virtual home, Agape Live, agapelive.com. And to find out much more about them, check them out. Check them out tonight. Tonight. Yes, 7 p.m. Eastern. No, it's not. 10 p.m. Eastern. And 10 p.m. Eastern, where they stream their service live. That's every Wednesday. And if you miss it, especially if you listen to the show on another day and you're hearing that song, you're like, wow, there's something about that name, Agape Live. I want to find out about it. Well, it's the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith and all the other great people over there. So if you miss the live stream, the live streaming, there you go, the live streaming of the service, you can certainly join. You can catch up by going to the archive. And right now, you're hanging out at Life Conversations Radio, where we want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist, and you can even go one step further and choose to live life fully. And go one step further and ask questions. Sometimes you got to ask deep questions, and sometimes you got to ask uncomfortable questions so that we may all grow. Then you really know you're making a difference, because sometimes you got to go back and pull back the veil and say, that's the problem. And once you heal the problem, once you make space for the healing, then you can be really thankful. Oh, I cracked my own self up. Welcome. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with my friend, my sister, myself, Lisa Iverson, author of Ancestral Blueprints, and yours truly, life coach, Ade. And let's say a quick hey to Lisa, and then we'll do the announcements, and then we'll continue the conversation. Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Hey, Ade, good to be with you.
Good. Yes, just wanted to bring you in so listeners can know who Lisa is and, you know, just hear your energy as we set the foundation for the show before we take care of the other little things like announcements and stuff like that. So, you ready for the show?
I am ready for the show. Ready.
Ready, you're ready, you're ready. I am happy. I'm grateful that you're ready. I might need backup. Sometimes I'm dangerous with a little bit of information. So we're going to do a quick announcement and I'll come back to you. You are listening to to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and life coach Ade. And today we want to talk about Thanksgiving. What does it mean to you? What is it really about? Actually, I'm going to read the description now. Praise yourself. Ancestral Blueprints, honoring the complexity of Thanksgiving. I'm laughing at myself because I've learned so much in the last few hours that I'm like, Okay, join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade for a conversation that will honor the fullness of Thanksgiving in all of its complexity, focusing on the opportunity for gratitude, but also recognizing Native Americans' loss, strength, and resilience. That's what today's show is about, and we want to talk about what's true, how what we are avoiding, how the truth that wants to be seen, you know, we need to just make room for it. And then if you do gather around to celebrate, you can come together and really know what you're honoring. And you know, and if your consciousness can't handle deep conversations, I invite you to stick around, because we're going to break you into living life fully in a holy, holy way. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
Hi. I'm ready for some fire. Looking forward to the fullness of this conversation. And I'm going to get right to the announcements. Hey, Lisa. Wee-wee. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the one for the record book.
Let's just move into it as if we're not really quite sure what's going to happen. Okay, well, maybe I'm just making a big deal out of it. Maybe it's not that deep, but I can say that when I read some things last night, I was start to question my participation in this ceremony called Thanksgiving. I'm not saying don't be grateful; it's a different conversation. But anyway. Let me save myself. Let me go drink some cold water. No, I'm going to drink my tea because my tea's still hot.
Drink your tea. Where will we be without your tea? Okay, let me get to the announcement.
I heard that. You're a poet, and your mother didn't even know it.
Hello, family. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ancestral Blueprints airs on the last Wednesday of the month from 12 until 1:30 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss it live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with, so Lisa Iverson, a Life Coach Today, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Life Conversations Radio fan like page on Facebook. Just be sure to create a new posting, because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Life Coach Today for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. You can get some soul food for your consciousness when you tune in. Now, don't miss Umbasa Safira on the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more information. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Saturday nights, Chef Scott Hutter with the Sounds of Soul with Adey Anifeloshe on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you really are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian rock, and much more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can also catch a rebroadcast of this show at 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 12radio.com. Finally, since we are not doing a celestial moment today, let me take this opportunity to let you know that 8 is the energy of the day. The number 8 is ruled by Saturn, and it's the number of infinity. It can show up as justice or strength, depending on your tarot deck. So, with the gentle persistence of strength, we can play a part in providing true justice as we look for ways to respond to the needs showing up for one another so that each of us might walk in a good way. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste, and for reminding us that we are on time. It's all about truth, justice, and strength. Mm-hmm. Strength, courage, and wisdom. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints, and I'm bringing on my friend, Lisa Iverson, and we want to honor Thanksgiving and its complexities and everything that comes with it. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And you can find out more information by going to FamilyConstellationsWest.com, FamilyConstellations, with an S, West.com, or go to LisaIverson.com. Lisa Iverson is I-V-E-R-S-E-N. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Grateful for our time together.
Yes, indeed. I'm grateful for your consciousness, for who you are. And let's jump right on in. So, I think before I actually throw it over to you, I got a somewhat of a confession.
Yeah.
And, once we decided what show we were talking about and... You know, you suggested a topic, and I looked at it and said, yeah. I said, okay, cool. You know, I just said, yes, that's what I do. I'm a yes man, and sacred yes. Like, come on, let's go there. And then I thought, well, let me read a little bit about this complexity and this history that Lisa wants us to go down. Let me just make sure I prepare myself for the show. Now, when I got the information from you, it reminded me of something I read years ago, but I can't say that I've gone back to, or I can't even say that I can teach the history of where it all started. I mean, I can remember some things vaguely. So last night I was on the computer. Let me just find out what it means and where it started. And I was like, it was like a rebooting for my consciousness. Like, after I read the article, I found an article on about.com. There were several other articles. And I start to think, I may need to start celebrating Thanksgiving differently because I found out things that were not in the forefront of my mind. It was just like, it was kind of there. And it left me thinking, yeah, we do need to think about this differently. And I would even go as far as saying, because I have experienced people who go rogue, if you will. That's my term. I'm not even being judgmental, but when they talk about Thanksgiving and... But sometimes the article or what they write is so harsh and so negative and so judgmental that I can't even read it. Like, you know, I can't hear what the point you're making because this is full of so much judgment. Enlighten me. Don't make me feel heavy, as in with all the judgment that come with it. Now, that's my foundational story. And I'm really just going to throw it to you. I just want to maybe even ask you or not what triggered the thought, and of course Thanksgiving, but where you are with all these about Thanksgiving and the history, and that's it. I don't have a question. I'm just throwing it over to you, really. So
yeah. Well, thank you for just letting us see a little bit of the road that you traveled down.
Mm-hmm.
That, you were inclined to explore in preparation for our time together today because it's great modeling for us, it's a challenge when we have something before us that it's where there's something where there's dissonance.
Yeah.
Dissonance, it's like a most of us, all of us, we've listened to music, we've played music, and a dissonant chord is one that it just doesn't sound, it sounds, there's a clashing to the, the music doesn't all go together in a way that's pleasing for the ear, or pleasing to the soul. So there, that's part of the challenge with the Thanksgiving holiday. There's some dissonance in the background, in the history of the holiday, that's challenging to listen to. That, requires us to be together to really experience and hear what that music is trying to say to us.
Yeah.
How can we take it in? How can we take in? How can we receive the dissonance of the history in a way that's grounded and kind toward all of us and toward our history, toward our present, toward our future?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And that's not a small task. You know, it's really not a small task.
No.
So, yeah.
And especially, I think if we're really being honest and we about, I mean, the word that wants to come to me is healing, but when we talk about we are one and we belong to each other and those who are really walking their talk, it's being able to look at the history of humanity and be able to speak the truth as we see it, and not trying to avoid. And, you know, sometimes the dissonance could be so irritating to the ears that you can say, well, but it's about family getting together, and, you know, you get to eat, you see families you've never seen before, and, you know, if you want to sit down and watch football, then yeah. But, yeah, all that, we're not taking away from that. But how did we get here? You know, what's that thing? If you don't know your history, you're destined to repeat it. And humanity is still repeating a lot of things that we, you know, we put makeup on it, but we're repeating a lot of things because we, I generalize and say, you know, generally we don't want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. So the history, I mean, the it's such a good word, Thanksgiving, you know, the invitation to be with family, to be with people we love, to be with new friends, to have a day of thanks is such a gift, you know. And the history of the holiday, you know, as I come into, I did the same thing that you did. I went to the internet because I wanted to kind of refresh my understanding of the history of the day. You know, there is always more to learn, and history is also, you know, recorded in the eyes of the person, of the writer, you know, of the person. Of the So there's lots of land. There's like not one history. That's
yes.
The really important things to see too in the States. You know, there's a kind of a mainstream, a commonly accepted history of the roots of the holiday, the complexity of it, and the stories that haven't had as much press. Some of those we'll probably never know what those are. You know, I kind of assume, I trust that there's history we'll never know really the full truth because we weren't there.
Right. Say that again.
Yeah. So the holiday is both carrying on of tradition that was there in Europe. It's many things, you know, English roots of expressing thanks for the harvest. You know, there's not a lot of press about the non-Christian, the connection between, you know, this season, the pagan rituals around harvest festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear a lot about that. There's a lot of Christian, institutional Christian influence in the day that we see. That's there. It's not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just there. On this soil, on the U.S., on the North American soil, you know, it honors, it recognizes the contact. There's a story. There's a story told about contact between European and Native First Nations, tribal people who were here in this land for generations before the Europeans came, that there was a friendly contact and meal shared together. So that's a good thing to remember, that there can be bread broken, meal shared, community experience with other. The thing that's really difficult is what happened
yes.
in the before and in of and after, before that history and in the midst of it and after, with that contact.
Right.
You know, the taking, the profound taking, that, you know, our European ancestors did of the native people, that's the dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
How can we put that all together? How can we recognize that? And where does that, where can we, that might still be living inside of us in ways
yeah.
that our minds understand, and, you know, how is it getting played out in our communities today? This
yes.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Woo. You know, as I listen to you, I find myself feeling really calm. It's almost like I was going on, like you were, not hypnotizing me, but just taking me on a journey. You know, because I think generally we're so busy. They were like, yeah, yeah, we know the history, but we got to move forward. You know, slavery in America, yeah, that was then, this is now. And, you know, there's this intellectual way of dealing with things as if because it's in the past, it doesn't matter. We come from the past. We are the past. We are all that ever happened and all that would ever happen. And as you were talking, it's... What came up for me is it's the challenge that we have individually to look at our own individual history. Like if I was to go back when I was in my 20s or things that happened when I was a child, growing up in England, growing up in Nigeria, things that I didn't like, can I make space for that? Or, you know, people say, well, you know, I don't want to focus on the negative about me. I want to be positive. You know, I got this issue, but we don't need to focus on that. And I wonder if this is all rooted in, not, I won't say inability. I just said it, but but it's like it's something about the human psychic that I don't know what it is, and you probably have a word for it as a psychotherapist, but it's like humans, there's something about what we consider to be, well, not consider, what is painful, what is dark, it's like it's almost like we're not made to make room for it, but at the same time, with awareness and understanding spiritual growth, self-discovery, we realize the parts of ourselves, the history, our own individual history, is important to make peace with it so we can move forward in life in a holistic way. And I'm just kind of wondering if that's all tied into, if you will, the history of humanity. All the atrocities
yeah.
that have been committed, you know, things. And it's still happening because there's going to be a time, 100, 200 years from now, I believe
yes.
that they'll be talking about things that were done today that we're not even aware of.
Sure.
The people will be saying, oh, my God, we did that. Well, yeah, but we can move beyond that now. That was in the past. That was 2013. We can move on forward now. And, go ahead. Go ahead.
One of the I go, it's great when you speak, is like for each of us, I'll go back a bit. Part of the history that's told, not concentrated on very much, but there's some facts about that history around Thanksgiving. You know, these people got together from this land and from another land, and they got together and they had a way to be with one another in a what sounds like was a good way. There were some treaties. Promises were made. Promises were made. Treaties were, you know, we call a promise, you know. Treaty is the word, you know, when it's like a governmental or a people-to-people kind of a promise. So treaties were made. Well, they didn't last. They were broken. The promises that were made were broken. And over and over and over again. So how do those images, how are images of broken promises inside of our own lives? You know, that's something that most people, if we spend a little bit of time, we can, most people can relate to that. Where have we broken promises? Where have promises been broken that others have made with us? You know, how do we know? Do we sometimes make an agreement with ourselves, with somebody else, that's not a realistic one, where we say we're going to do something, or somebody says that they're going to do something with us, and it's really not realistic. It's not really an agreement that ought to have been made in the first place, because there's not enough information or support or whatever at the time for the promise to be made in the first place. And then it falls apart, and then how do we tend to the consequences from that? You know, so there's like, man, that is a totally rich landscape that's available, you know, for us as individuals to explore in ourselves and in our communities with each other.
You know, for the first time I met you, I remember thinking, oh my God, this woman is deep. This woman is connected. She's in tune, because experiencing you through family constellations and the way you facilitate that gathering, that circle, that healing circle, it was, I mean, I don't know if I had a idea in mind of what that looked like, but the way you were moving through people, and listeners, if you want to find out more about Family Constellations, go to Lisa's website address, and we may talk about it before the end of the show. It's familyconstellationswest.com. And when we're doing this show, it's like I see you doing the same thing. It's like you, I won't even say you go back and forth. You're in both worlds, really. You have a way of just bringing the wisdom in such a gentle way. And I would say for those who are willing, you know, it's easier to digest, because sometimes I know that I can say, well, let's take all of this on, especially when I'm thinking about it. But when I'm in motion, when if I am just being led from a place of intuition, I do things that are needed in such a natural way. Now, when I read the article about the stories of the pilgrims, and you know, just some of the things that people had to say about it, it was heavy, and I'm thinking, well, how do we go about healing this? How do we talk about this without making people feel like, oh God, y'all are just such a party pooper? Why are you just going, man? We're just trying to have fun. We're just trying to eat. But what you just brought to the table is, which, as I think about it, it's like, yeah, of course. You know, if you were to have a manual to heal in the past, in the present, it's really looking at our own broken promises. You know, places that we have made an agreement that we didn't keep, or was made to us that wasn't kept.
Yeah.
And as you were saying that, I can see that opens up, you know, first of all, getting in touch with our own pain, our own betrayals, our own disappointments, and really see what we feel about it creates, not even, I wonder if it could be awareness, create a lot of different things, but I think it opens up the door to listen differently, to look at ourselves differently, maybe have a little bit of compassion for ourselves, like, oh my God, I've been betrayed, people have broken their promises, and wait, I've broken a lot of promises too. Wow, I really didn't mean to do it. Well, maybe they really didn't mean to do it. So there's a sort of compassion that happens with us individually. And without that compassion, I think if without that self-compassion, it is more challenging to try and bring that into what happened in the past unless you know what that is for yourself, right?
Yeah, well, it gives us a way to relate with the history in a way that just recognizes our shared humanity,
uh-huh.
which is
uh-huh.
really one of, I mean, it's, that's the paradox. That is the total paradox.
Uh-huh.
When we recognize that the people who were there in the 1600s having this harvest with each other, they're human. They were human, and so are we. And everything that happened in the past happened out of humanness. Everything
yeah.
that's happening, everything that we experience today, it's also out of our humanness. And the judgment that you referred to earlier, this is part of our humanness, that we can be so hard on ourselves and hard on one another because we don't know how to accept our human, you know, our mistakes that we make,
mm-hmm.
the places where we don't know all the answers, but we think we have to, we're supposed to, and so we show up in a way that's not real, that's not
mm-hmm.
grounded, because we think we're supposed to know more than we do, and we don't know how to ask for help, or you know, all these things. How to go?
Yes.
It's all human. It's a very human landscape.
So
this day, this Thanksgiving holiday, you know, it's got quite a lot of symbolism and myth-making and storytelling around it. And that's a part of our humanness, too.
Yes.
Storytelling, myths, symbolism, that's absolutely part of our humanness. There's a whole range of what we do with that imagery, you know. Not one right way at all to interact with it. The diversity is just right.
Yeah.
So we're just lucky that we get to, you know, you, me, Celeste, others who are with us get to just, you know, be with the diversity of that, this day, this season, that landscape. The invitation for me always is to recognize that it all belongs.
Yes. Yes.
We all belong. Everybody in the history of the day of this season, everyone belongs. That's the part that really, in the telling of the day, often doesn't get recognized. The place where there's that dissonance, you know, recognizing those broken treaties, those broken promises. When we don't see that, we're excluding pretty significant truths.
Yes.
That they just belong because it's the facts. And so we really need each other to remember those places of belonging that are dissonant. They're there whether we recognize them or not, and they're in it whether we recognize them or not.
That's right.
You know,
it's
totally like everything in it for us to do what we're doing. It's a total, you know, blessing. Yeah.
Talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving. I am so grateful for this conversation right now because, you know, it shines the light on humanity, shines the light on us. It shines the light in such a deep way that I am beginning to get in touch the importance of rituals, because the head won't get us there. You know, the head is like, no, let's not talk about broken promises and broken treaties. No, it's too painful. Don't do it. You're gonna die. You won't be able to function. But the heart is saying, just get together and let's have a ritualistic healing experience. And we can have Thanksgiving and we can have the National Day of Mourning to bring it all together. And speaking of bringing it together, Celeste has something she wants to share, and Celeste was telling me her story. So anyway, Celeste, I'm not even going to ask you a question. I'm going to let you share, because I know so much is bubbling up for you.
Absolutely. When we were having this conversation, I was, and hello, Miss Lisa.
Hello, Miss Celeste.
When we were having this conversation about Thanksgiving, now you guys know I go out there. Hello, family. So when I was talking to Aday, I was thinking about, I love movies, right? And I said to Aday, I said, you know what? All of my favorite Thanksgiving movies have, like, disastrous family scenes in them. And
yes.
I'm wondering if there is a energetic tie, like almost like a karmic payback for the first Thanksgiving that went down. The one that really comes to mind for me, and it's really strange. I'm going to step outside. We're having a Thanksgiving moment right now. The one that really comes through for me is Avalon, which is a movie about, which is why I love it. It's a movie about immigrants who are new to the country, and they've taken on Thanksgiving tradition. And it was a big blowout because the young people in the family did not wait for the patriarch of the family before they cut the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this whole big scene about, you cut the turkey without me?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I, you know, take it off of the big screen and think about some of my friends and my personal Thanksgiving family traditions, I mean, while we really want to have this Norman Rockwell moment, a lot of stuff comes out when we all get together. And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if there's some healing because of the treaties that were broken that
mm-hmm.
we as Americans keep playing out over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe we need to say thank you for the land, because there's not a single one of us in America who isn't on a piece of land that did not belong to a tribe somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on that land. So I'm not trying to say that we're all being haunted, but it kind of feels that way. And I just wanted to throw that to you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And what can we do to bring healing back into the land, our relationships? Because maybe we need to get real about it. Maybe we need to get real and acknowledge, you know, the journey that people went on before us, for the pilgrims, for the tribe, you know, that broke bread with them, everything that happened, so that we can stop playing out it in our own ancestral blueprints. And that's my big thought for today.
That's pretty big. But before, I'm going to put you on hold and let Lisa respond. But I have a question for you, Celeste. So I'll put you on mute for now.
I love your question today. Okay.
Yeah. I'm grateful for everything you said, and it makes there's not much I rule out. And
oops, okay, let me mute it back. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. I see every day in my work how, and in my own life, how resonance with history is a real phenomena. How we can be in resonance with earlier histories. It's beyond our mind's ability to understand it. I trust that the gathering that you're at with your own Thanksgiving moment is a gift for all of us, that you being exactly where you're at with the people that you're with gives you the ability to say what you just said. And so, you know, what we can do is just, I mean, the opportunity to say thank you, that we can just say thank you when these recognitions come to us is, you know, it really is much more simple than we think it is. The bigness of these histories behind us, the mind says, oh, there's like this big thing we got to do something about it. Well, it's over. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything about how what happened. It happened. The biggest thing we can do is the simplest thing we can do, which is see it, really see it, really acknowledge really, truly acknowledge it. That's the hardest thing, but the simplest thing, you know, to do so that the whatever resonance that we don't keep playing it out at our own Thanksgiving table, I think it makes perfect sense. And remembering that we belong to the land rather than that we can own the land is also part of this movement. We belong to the land. So it was a big, it's been a big confusion for, you know, that's part of the original conflict with the immigration movement, with colonialism, the colonial, that you can own land, like you could own water, you could own air. You know, it, that's, that comes out of disconnection from the web. You know, the immigrant movement that created the structure of this country, of the United States, was created out of disconnection from the web. And so, you know, out of that disconnection, the promises were broken. So, you know, nature somehow, parts of it have disappeared. Some species have disappeared out of that history, you know. But we're lucky, we're so lucky that so much of nature is still here with us. We have a little bit more time as a species to turn that boat around with how we see that. You know, what would it be like if this holiday was an opportunity for us to restore a bit more clarity of order of our relationship as a human species with the web of nature? Talk about true unity. I mean, it's really there's so many different directions we can go with these awarenesses. You know, it's they're each a blessing, and they all belong.
They all belong. I just love this. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints as we honor the complexities of Thanksgiving, the history, the part of it that's been romanticized, the truth, what it is today, what we wrestle with, as Lisa just said. And really, it is the easiest thing to do to bring healing is acknowledgement. And if you want to, if you have thoughts that you want to share with us, you have some questions, agree, disagree, it all belongs. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Lisa, you know, when you talked about acknowledgement, I heard... You know, first I saw a group of people in a circle, you know, where there was one finger pointing. Everybody came together in a circle and just kind of acknowledged themselves, their stories, their history. And I was reminded of the scripture where Jesus said, "Let him without sin cast the first stone." When they were talking about the woman who committed adultery, and they were saying, look, the law said if a woman slept with a man, they didn't say anything about the man, but they were trying to stone the woman. And he was like, okay, you go ahead. Let me see which one of you that ain't got no sins. If you ain't got no sins, that's right. If you ain't got no sins, throw the first stone. They're like, well, yeah, I've broken a few laws myself. And, you know, and I think, you know, when if we all... When I say all, I don't even mean all of humanity, because I think I really do believe on a spirit level, on an energy level, that this conversation we are having is part of the healing. It definitely is for me, because doing my research last night woke me up. And even this conversation that we're having is kind of doing things to me on the inside. It's like, whoa. And just it's really activating compassion for myself, for humanity, that this journey, it can be challenging, but it gets it's easier when we start to acknowledge, when we start to tell the truth about ourselves. We talk about being authentic, when we are, you know, being accountable. Owning our own mistakes rather than owning the land. You know, I messed up. I thought the land was going to disappear, so I wanted to own. Just tell your truth. And that's, you know, there's so much coming up for me here. But I wanted to ask Celeste, because she talked about this yesterday, but I wanted to just, you know, since we're having this conversation, I wanted to share her thoughts with the world. So, Celeste, here comes my questions. Are you ready for it? Just one question, actually, for now. I wanted to, you know, you guys know, I didn't grow up in this country. I didn't go to school in this country. But what was your experience, Celeste, growing up? What were you told about, what were you told about the history of Thanksgiving and what you had to do with what you were taught? And now as an adult, and how did you reconcile that?
Well, I want to apologize to the class of 1976. I dropped your deviled eggs. They made us do recreate Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I think it was karmic. I wasn't trying to drop these eggs, but I was supposed to bring, I had to be an Indian or a pilgrim. I think I was an Indian, excuse me, Native American. Though some do, let me just say this for the record, I do hang out with a lot of Native Americans, and some of them actually do say Indian as a joke to them, amongst themselves, like, oh, now y'all call us Native Americans, but I'm not Native American, but that's why sometimes Indians come out. And it was the 70s, and that's what we called, that's what we said. You know, you get to dress up as an Indian, you get to dress up as a pilgrim, everybody gets to bring something, and we had this mock Thanksgiving dinner where we were all friends and hugged each other. And nothing ever was said about what happened after that dinner. We didn't know about smallpox. We didn't hear about really the land being taken. I was much older. The history books didn't include those stories. I think I got introduced to Pocahontas, and that was, you know, after the Mayflower. But I grew up in D.C., so we really, you know, we would take trips down south of Virginia and that land. So all of everything that I had was almost like a Disney version that, you know, we are one and we hung out. And then more of the dark stories came out when I got old enough to hear about Manifest Destiny. And that's when I was like, oh. And then
What is Manifest Destiny?
That we as Americans have a right to go west and to conquer more lands. Hmm. And period, we had a right to explore and conquer the new world that was already present. We had a right for that. And then when I say we, I mean the founding fathers, because my folks were not on that boat. We was on a different boat, you know, the Middle Passage. But yeah, and then, oh my gosh, the complicated relationship with the Buffalo Soldiers. Which was an African-American army regiment that was responsible for helping to create the parks and everything, but also moving out Native Americans from their land. Mm. So there's a real serious conflict between African-Americans who are proud of the Buffalo Soldiers and Native Americans who are like, you need to say you're sorry. Mm-hmm. So there's all that dance, and all of that is in my DNA. And I grew up in Anacostia, which first belonged to the Nacostans, and I'm very proud that I know that, that I know the name of the tribe, the community that was there before it got developed. That was my way of remembering them. And that was my, and eating the berries off the trees, because I always felt like that was the last gift. We got to eat trees in Southeast Washington, D.C., which is a city, but we had so many trees, and so I always felt like their spirit was within me. So my mom introduced me to that. So school didn't introduce me to that. My mom personally would help me go to a library and say, do you know that Native Americans used to live here? And actually, it was the 70s. Did you know that Indians lived here before black people did? So anyway, that's, you know, it's complicated. There are a lot of things I didn't know, but there are a lot of things I had to stay open to learn for myself. And also my mom really loved history, so I was blessed. But I did have to do, I think I was an Indian. And I'm speaking 70 speak.
thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank
my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. You're everything you're saying, you're just the right one to be saying everything that you're saying. It's really a blessing. Thank you.
I think we'll take a break. And when we come back, Lisa, I want to, several things come up. Well, a question popped in my head, which I think we asked you when we had a different show. Ambassador and I had live conversations with, well, I don't mean, no, I think we were calling family, whatever we were calling the show, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And we, I think we asked you, I don't know if it is, but it popped in my head, and the question was, what is family? And I'm like, whoa, really? I want to talk about that when we come back, and you know, or the meaning of family, or what it should be, or what it could be. And then maybe if we have time, well, actually, we can get it in. I want to talk about what we can teach our children, even with the mindset that, well, we don't want to tell them too much because we don't want to overwhelm them while they're getting a different kind of information. So that's what I wanted to kind of address on the other side. And, yeah, let's take a break. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Feel free to join the conversation. Press 1 on the key, on your keypad. Maybe you want to share your story, what you learned. Maybe you learned something new. Maybe you just believe that it's all about just getting along, and or do you feel like we've ruined your Thanksgiving? Or are you saying, I'm not going to go to the Thanksgiving anymore because now I'm privy to more information? Wherever you are, we welcome you. One of the things Lisa always brings to the table is it all belongs. Because whatever you hide from, you know, it hides you from yourself, really. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you. and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one, we are one, we are one. Cause there is no separation, cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. Well, there is no separation, cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. Cause there is no separation, cause we are one.
Somehow I heard that differently today. I mean, it just touches me even deeper. That was Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, Carly Jackson, CarlieJaxen, reminding us that we are one, and we are the one to bring the healing that we're looking for. We are the one to acknowledge the injustice and the justice. The hurt and the healing. We are the one. You are the one. And you are listening to Ancestral Blueprints. And we're having a conversation about the stories, the history of humanity, honoring Thanksgiving, and all the complexities that comes with it. Lisa Iverson is here. Ancestral Blueprint is every last Wednesday of the month. And we're serving up some soul food, some healing food for your consciousness. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Before we talk about the family question, I don't know why it popped up, but I'm going to yield to it because I'm going to listen. I listen, so when I hear, I got to ask. But I wanted to know if there's anything else that was coming up for you, Lisa, before we talk about, address the question that came up for me out of the blue.
No. Yeah, no. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember if it was when Celeste was talking and when you were saying something. I just heard ask, what is family? What's the meaning of family? You know, and I was reminded, I think we've asked you that question before, but I don't know. But anyway, I'm asking now. Now is what matters. What is the meaning of family? What is it supposed to be? What is it? Because we say, oh, that's my family, that's my family. Family is not always blood. Family are people that you love. Family loves you. From your perspective, as a psychotherapist, ancestral blueprints, as somebody who's deeply grounded spiritually, what would you say family is?
Well, what I heard, I did the same thing as you. I listened. So when I listened to the question, the answer that comes to me is to ask you with whom in your own family is the question in resonance.
I think I've been set up on the other side. This is set up. I am not going to listen. Don't even try it. I can't help but listen. Okay, so this is a spiritual setup. But I'm willing to walk down.
Now, this is where it's important to decide, you know, like you get to decide what's for, what conversation is for what setting, you know, what's for a radio show conversation for what versus what's for your own, you know, in the privacy of your own life that's not on a radio show. But that's, let that question is the best answer I could give. That's not a question to answer. That's a question for you to let all these questions that come to us, again, it's a great modeling. These questions that come to us that we want to look to somebody else to answer for us, you know, it's in us. And it's in, and the questions are not original to us. So these questions are deeply in contact with, embedded in, these blueprints of our ancestry that are in us. So a question like that is a question that is often passed on from a parent, from a grandparent, from a sister, from a brother, you know. The reality is all families have connections, relationships with people who are non-blood related, that where, because of what the experience was, there's an experience, some kind of experience that feels like family. So let the question lead you to the people in your own family with whom it's in resonance, and it will lead you to way more than anything else I could say.
You know, and that's, you know, when you said that, as soon as you said it, it was like, whew, I just saw it was clear. And when I say clear, I mean clear in the sense that it connected me with the thought that I've always had. Which, you know, is interesting. And this one, I think I've shared it before, and I can share this part of my answer as in what family, well, not so much what it is or what it isn't, but my thought about family. Because for the most part, when I think of family, I think of my mom, my dad, and my brother and sisters. And, we had aunts and uncles. But it doesn't quite come up that quick. Now, I think of my grandmother on my mother's side, who is the one that I actually know very well because I was older before she made her transition. My mother on my father's side, she was around when I was much younger, maybe 5 or 6. So I don't remember much about her. My grandfathers, I never met them. So sometimes it's like, you know, when I hear people in this country talk about, oh, this is a picture of my great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, I'm like, wow, I don't know what my great
grandfather looked like. I don't even know what my father grandfather looks like, you know, on both sides. There were no pictures. And because people say to me, well, actually, I've heard someone say to me one time, they said, well, it's all right for you. You're from Africa. I bet you can trace all your family members. I'm like, I'm sure if I do the work. But some people have a quicker connection to those who came before them than me who grew up in Nigeria, you know. And so when you said, you know, it's like looking at what it means, who, what the resonance with that question myself, it's like that's something that I always find myself looking at, and not even looking at it as a, you know, it's not like, well, I don't have family, I don't have a definition, and just looking at a contrast. You know, people could pull out pictures of their grandmother getting married when she was a child, and I sometimes there's a part of me saying, actually, to be quite honest, to be real transparent, there's a part of me sometimes that feel like, wow, I wish I had that. Now, the wishing I had that is believing or thinking that having that will make me be somebody different, but how do I know? You know? And it takes me in a lot of different places. So as soon as you brought that back to me, you put it back to me, it was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. And I do appreciate your compassionate nature, the therapist in you, to say, hey, before you start answering the question, some of the information don't belong on radio. But I appreciate that. Yeah, so, you know, and I think, you know, as you said, we all can ask ourselves that. What does it mean? What is family? What's the meaning of family for us? And it can help us see, to start putting things together and maybe let go of some things. So I'm just going to let that land and let it rest, and no segue. I'm going to go to the next question, or the thought that came up for me, because part of the article I was reading yesterday was talking about having conversations with children and telling them about the history of Thanksgiving and, you know, as parents, as adults, if we don't know, to be willing to go on the internet and get the information. And as we were talking, you know, I think of this strong developed mindset, especially in the West, like, well, you know, you can't share all the information with children. You're going to overwhelm them. And I just want to hear your thoughts. How do we have this conversation? What do we share with children that, you know, I'll say it this way, but I don't know how we decide what is too much and what it isn't. But how do we share the history that, yes, we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving. We're going to invite Uncle this, Auntie that, Cousin this. But this is the story and the importance of recognizing the bigger story as we know it. How do we go about doing that?
You're talking about the facts around Thanksgiving holiday? Is that what
That's
you're asking
correct.
About?
That's correct, yes.
Children deal with the facts much easier than grown-ups do. It's the grown-ups' problem. You know, it's grown-ups, when we think, you know, kids have a much closer connection to the truth, less need to protect themselves from the truth than grown-ups do. So it engenders trust. It restores trust between grown-ups, between adults and children, when the adults develop our own capacity for tolerating the truth, no matter how difficult it is. So it's our issue. It's not the children's.
Life is so simple. It's the adults that make it complicated.
But it's your question also brings out a dynamic that is very much with us in all aspects of life, not just around Thanksgiving, which is some idea that's floating around in the background that thinks we have to protect children from the history that happened. The history's already happened. So we're learning how to develop and flex our muscles for also becoming more grounded in the present. Our challenge to acknowledge the fullness of history behind us comes partly this confusion. It's this trauma field confusion. I've spoken about trauma, you know, on the show many times before. It's very disorienting. Mm. Trauma creates a lot of disorientation around time and place. So the history, what happened 400 or 500 years ago, 100 or 200 years ago, last week, it's already happened. So we are learning how to see that whatever's happened has happened, and we got through it. I mean, not everybody did get through it. That's part of the difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these histories that we're talking about, lots mm-hmm. of people did not live through these histories. But the fact that we're alive means that that trauma field, what that circumstance of, you know, colonial creation of the country, you know, all of these kinds of things, that history has happened. So we're really, it's a great question because it really shows us again how can we become more grounded in the present. How can we see what's past, what's present, what's future? And again, how much we need each other to really bring that awareness into visibility.
Yes. So as we all, those of us who are going to be gathering with family members and eating and having fun, maybe some people are listening on their way traveling, and probably are like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this kind of show. Or maybe they did. Well, clearly you did, because that's why you're listening. And you're still listening. What would you want to leave with listeners as we all move forward based on what we've shared with one another? Because even if they, you know, we are one, so this conversation we're having, we're giving voice. We're giving a space for what wants to be heard. What would you suggest that we, how we move forward? How do you suggest we move forward? What to be aware of as we move forward towards Thanksgiving tomorrow, or even if it's National Day of Mourning for some people?
I think just being present to what is.
Mm-hmm.
Being present to what is very grounding. And it's a choice to be grateful. Mm. For some people it comes more naturally than others, but that too is a muscle that we can, you know, flex. And
yes.
You know, what a blessing to be. There is a consciousness around gratitude that really is a wonderful thing. So whether we're with a group of people tomorrow or by ourselves, some people will be by themselves, some people will be working, some people have to, you know, there's a lot of jobs people still have to go to where they might be alone or there might be with people. The invitation to be with, what is it that I am most grateful for today? There is always something, even if we don't, it's not, you know, obvious right at first thought.
Yes.
Life's been passed on to each of us, with all the histories behind us. I don't question it. I don't question that life has been passed on. That it just is, you know. So, for whatever the circumstance is for people, with how they spend the day, just remembering that, you know, really, in some way, we really, truly are all connected with one another in ways our minds can't see or understand. It would be the other thing, too, that we're all connected with each other and with these histories that we've all inherited.
Yes.
Because we're, So, thank you for our time. I'm grateful. I feel grateful.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you. I appreciate your consciousness. And I am so grateful that we kept our soul agreement. I am so grateful for you. You are a gem. grateful for you in so many ways.
Thank you.
Ah,
I helped you.
You're
welcome. Thank you to Celeste.
Yes,
and thank you, everybody. Yep.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye. It's time to release the show. I am in deep gratitude for all that life is. And as we move forward, my words, just think about, we are literally the extension of the past. We were birthed from the past. And to be aware of how we use our time, our energy, but reminding ourselves of the unity. Because no matter how bad something, what happened and how bad it was, if we want to judge it, we're adding more judgment to the planet. But we get to choose. And it's a good time to release the show. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Gratitude Day. Happy whatever you choose to do. But remember that you belong. And for those of you who may still be dreading being around family members, it's okay. Just create the space for healing, for groundedness, authenticity. And here's a prayer. And I actually think this song I'm going to play right now in a few seconds is a Native American song. I kind of heard somebody say it one time. And it's Karen Drucker, In Beauty May I Work. In Beauty May I Walk. And I just want to remind you that we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself and allow yourself to be loved, because it's all about giving and receiving. This is Karen Drucker, In Beauty May I Walk. KarenDrucker.com. See you on One Two Radio tonight, back on Monday, and make sure you check out Celeste and Ambassador. Celeste tomorrow, Ambassador tomorrow, Celeste on Sunday. Peace and blessings.
Through the seasons, may I walk in peace. May I walk in peace. On this path, may I walk through my life. May I walk in old age. May I walk. May I walk in peace. May I walk in peace. May I walk.
you walk, always walk
in peace.
In peace.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.